You're listening to Daybreak on CBC Radio 1. Now, we're getting started a little early this morning for our theme song segment, earlier even than usual. Now, if you listen early in the morning, you'll know that this is where we suggest a musical theme, and you suggest a song that somehow fits that theme. And we start this morning with an apology. Our song this morning was requested by someone a couple of weeks ago. Our theme that week was songs whose first lines are also their titles. And this particular request from a listener led us so far down the musical rabbit hole that we saved it up for today, and we're using it to launch a whole new theme. The thing is, though, we've lost the original request. I can't remember if it was a phone call or an email or a Facebook message or a tweet or what. So we apologize to our listener who made this request. Here's a bit of the song they wanted to hear. That, of course, is the beginning of Bob Marley, Could You Be Loved? I started to research this song a couple of weeks ago, and I discovered that it's a particularly fascinating tune. Not so much for the song itself, it's a pretty simple tune, but the instruments in the song. One of those instruments is a clavinet, and God bless the internet, because someone has very helpfully isolated the clavinet parts. It's pretty cool. Check it out. So the clavinet is one of the strange instruments in this song, but it's not the strangest. Have a listen closely again to the beginning of Could You Be Loved? Now, listen to these other songs and see if you can hear any similarities. That strange sound common to all of those songs is something called a cuíca. To explain what a cuíca is and the wacky sound it makes, we've invited this morning Trevor Saloom into our studio. He's a Kelowna musician, and he's brought his very own cuíca along with him this morning. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Chris.
So we heard a bit of what the cuíca sounds like there, and we'll hear more in just a moment, because you've brought one into the studio with us. I wonder if you could just describe for our listeners what this looks like.
Well, it's a very unusually designed instrument, and I should say right off the bat that this is just one example, and there's many, many examples that look fairly similar in some respects and different in others. And for example, this is a very small one. It's about 6 inches in diameter. It's spherical. It almost looks like a bowl of soup, without the soup, of course.
Okay, and the bottom of the bowl is flat like a drum.
Yeah, and then coming out of the bottom of the bowl, you can picture a stick, a little bamboo stick that's embedded into the skin. So it's actually tied into the skin, and by rubbing up and down against that bamboo stick is what creates the sound of the cuíca. And there are some cuícas that could be up to 12 inches long. This one's only... You know, so if you think, picture the sides of the bowl, and the sides of the bowl on this one are about 2 inches, maybe an inch and a half, where some could be as big as 12 inches.
Now, we'll put a picture of this up on our Facebook page as well, so people can have a look if they're interested. How do you play the cuíca?
Okay, well, you need to have some kind of felt or piece of cloth that's damp, and that's what you hold with your right hand, or if you're right dominant, and you hold the instrument with your left, and by rubbing up and down on the stick is what creates the sound. So I'll give you an example here. And as you can see, while I'm playing it, I'm also using my left hand that's holding the instrument to press into the skin to change the pitch.
And how much range is there with the pitch on a cubica?
It probably depends on the humidity, because obviously if it's a really dry day, then the skin will be pulled a lot tauter than, say, on a more humid day.
How on earth did this instrument develop? It's such a strange contraption. Where did it come from?
Well, the theory is that it originates from the Bantu in Africa. As you know, the slaves were brought from Africa to places like Cuba and Brazil, and they brought their instruments. In some places, they were allowed to play their instruments. In some places, they weren't. And in Brazil, the tradition was carried on through generations.
It almost has a comical sound to it, but the songs we played, you know, they're not silly tunes. They're not novelty songs. Why do musicians choose the cuíca? What does it bring to the mix?
Well, to me, it sounds like a pig squealing. You know, I know that people describe, you know, different sounds, but it has a very unique sound. I mean, I can't think of any other instrument that sounds similar to it. I mean, you could say, well, bongos and congas sound fairly similar, and a lot of the hand drums, djembes, they all sound, you know, within a certain similarity. But this is so different because the pitch, like you say, ranges quite dramatically. It's portable, which is kind of cool. You know, you don't have to, like, put it on a stand or anything like that. So it was designed to be able to march in the marching bands of the samba schools.
Is this hard to play?
I think you should try it.
I think I should, too. I'd love to give it a whirl here.
It's not that hard. It's just
I've got this little wet piece of felt. And how much force do I apply here?
You got that. You got it.
It is a fascinating instrument. Trevor, thanks so much for bringing this morning.
My pleasure, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Trevor Saloom is a musician and a drummer in Kelowna. You can check him out online at trevorsaloom.com. And so our theme this week, songs featuring unusual instruments. If one comes to mind, please give us a call. 1-888-662-6628. You can leave a request on our website as well, cbc.ca/daybreaksouth, or on Facebook or Twitter. Here's the song that got us going this morning, featuring the clavinet and the cuíca. Here's Bob Marley with Could You Be Loved?